It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
I may be super.
I am no hero. Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got your old friend Alex Carey here. Yep, I got Alex right
there
here.
There you go.
He says hello to everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We really appreciate it. We got a few things to discuss. I've got a great Zen headline, Alex. Great Zen headline.
I'm excited about that, especially considering that your other ones have sucked recently. So
well,
this is going to be a great one.
I've been off my game. This one's good, though. This one's good. And here's how you know it's good. It's a good Zen headline. It's the type of Zen headline that even though if you react poorly to it, you would be way too ashamed to ever admit that publicly. Yeah. So you'll have no choice.
Speaking of not knowing anything about what's going on, I'm a daily, I'm on Reddit a lot of the day.
Yeah.
I've been following the whole GameStop thing. I'm not asking you to be a financial advisor. Take off your financial advisor hat for a minute, dude. Yeah. It's just been hilarious to watch this whole thing go down. And last night I sent you a text because, I don't know if it was a joke tweet or not, but somebody from the Blockbuster Video official account, which, by the way, I mean, I just assume everything was dead with Blockbuster Video.
It is,
but I'm saying somebody tweeted out, hey, Reddit, do your thing because of the whole GameStop, buying up all those stocks and holding them as long as they can, asking everybody to hold them as long as they can. But I've been watching the whole thing and still not really understanding everything. And I'm not asking you to explain it. What I'm saying is from a distance, it's been fun to watch. So
it's been bonkers.
As long as it doesn't affect my personal 401k, I'm okay with it.
It probably won't, unless the whole larger chaos just contributes to some kind of larger market decline.
Yeah, which,
I don't
know.
I kind of feel like all of these people participating, even though they're raising some eyebrows, and even though I've kind of cocked one eyebrow.
This is a family program, by the way. You can't say that kind of stuff.
I know. I still feel like overall it's really good, the kind of participation. And that's because that's what you have to have. I mean, that's the difference between having wealth and not having wealth and being able to, have good savings and not as being invested.
Yeah.
Too few Americans actively take this role. So I really hope that with all that's happening, it's getting people interested in trying these investments themselves. I'll tell you one thing, though. GameStop is terrible investment advice. And if anyone recommends you buy into those things, I mean, holy cow. The risk is so high.
Oh, my
heavens.
The risk
is so high with those.
Well, no, I pointed it out. And then I looked it up. And Blockbuster Video, which apparently you can still trade. I don't know how.
Well, it's their liquidating company. Because
right.
It's not – there are shares in the liquidation.
Right, right, right. So it's gone up 2,000%. So that's risky. Well, it's a little bit of a risk.
Is it? are the remaining Blockbuster assets worth 2,000% more than they were last week? Because that's the question you got to ask yourself.
Dude, they probably have a couple parking lots in Oregon that they could offload now for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Maybe they struck oil on one or two of their old properties.
Okay, Millard. Recently I returned
from a mission.
So I wanted to give a few comments just about what I learned in Mexico. We went to Florida recently as a family. Okay.
Yeah.
Now this was a trip that was promised in 2020.
I know this was we recounted this whole saga last spring because when we were on the air for our spring revival of the show,
and I was
talked through this drama.
Not only
in
was
family.
I not only did I have that vacation ripped away from me, I was thrust into having to do more shows with you. So there's it wasn't just It wasn't just no vacation. It was also more work. So
yeah.
Anyway, we finally got around. Spring. We finally got around at the beginning of this year to go to Florida. Okay. And we did the Disney thing. Okay.
Nice.
During the corona.
I love Disney.
You know, I know. Do you feel like it's irresponsible that we went to Disney?
No, I don't. And I know you that, had, because,
That was not totally truthful, I feel
no,
like.
No, it is.
No, I do.
But what I wanted, all I wanted to say is this. I know that people are kind of interpreting things in different ways in different communities and different cities and different individuals. But I've kind of settled in on. Because now we've been living this with this for a year.
Yeah.
And I've settled in on if you can get to a place, especially if you're outside and everyone's wearing masks, I don't think you should feel
well,
bad
about not
that.
Only is it everybody wearing masks, it's everybody's wearing masks outside all day at Disney. Mm-hmm. They're at 30% capacity, I think. It was easy to get a reservation because they're not even getting to that 30%.
I don't think there's anything to apologize for.
Well, no, I'm not apologizing for it. I'm just saying that let me tell you if you thought that somebody telling you to put your mask on above your nose inside a Harmon's, you know, may have been too much, Disney is weaponized with the meanest cast members who will come after your 5-year-old kid for having it below their nose for 2.5 seconds. And they have constant reminders across the park. If you do not do this, you will be asked to leave. And I'm like, well, good for them. It's the only way they're able to operate, obviously, right?
I mean, obviously. And they're protecting jobs. They put people back to work. But you got you know what it is? It's the Tom Cruise thing. You remember that audio of Tom Cruise just screaming at those guys for not respecting the protocol?
Right. And that's kind of what you're getting at Disney. And like I said, we had all of our small children there. And we didn't wait in the line, dude. COVID,
awesome.
Disney World was walk in and walk straight onto everything. And
awesome.
Then most of the way through the day go, I guess we're done because we've seen it all. And there's so many food places are closed and so many of their shops and things like that temporarily closed. That there's not a lot of down. Like and the times you would be spending most of the day at Disney are now spent not waiting in line. And so you're done with Disney because there isn't as much food to eat. There isn't, which, you know, they're probably bummed about because there's a lot of money that could be taken from you during all this. Not as much food to eat, not as much, like, of the little shops open. And
no lines on the
rides.
No
lines. And so you're leaving early from the park.
Alex, not only do I not begrudge you for doing this.
Yeah.
If Disneyland, I don't go to Florida.
No, I know. And I would say, I already know where you're going. And the answer is
Disneyland
yes.
Disneyland opened up sometime, you know, this spring with 30% capacity, I would be there.
Well, and I'm telling you, Florida, look, God bless Disney World. Disneyland is always going to win. Always. It's a smaller park. It is cleaner. The cast members are nicer. I mean, I don't know if they're watching different training videos. I mean, this is my little me throwing it in. I love Disney World too, but there's that little part, and my wife and I both said we're like, it's just different, and it's just anyway.
I've never been to Disney World.
I'll tell you too. It's a massive expanse of just the parks. So think about California Adventure and Disneyland proper, right? Magic Kingdom down at Disneyland. Those are the two parks you go to in California. In Florida, it's like all these parks, and you drive to get to the other ones. Inside that property in Florida because they have so much land there. So you'll leave Magic Kingdom. If you have a park hopper pass, you get in your car in that parking lot. You drive, get on an exit that is Mickey themed because you are on Mickey property, and you are like driving 10 minutes to the other park.
Wow.
Yes, and you're parking over there. So
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you find a turkey drumstick?
Turkey legs, I was like all day telling my sons. I was like, hey, man, we're going to find that smoked turkey leg. And it was like I was asking people, like, they might have been over in Frontierland. Let me – and no one could give me a straight answer. And then somebody finally said, there's a cart that will open up later in the day, but I can't tell you exactly where or when because they picked the places. They're doing it kind of randomly.
And so the crowds don't get
right.
It.
And the parades are small, and they are random and for the same reason. And so you'd have these parades go through. It was like a mini parade of like 9 people dressed like Disney people. And then they like kind of run away from you because they don't want, like, it's like a weird thing. But anyway.
Hey, I'm Goofy. Get away. Get away.
Here are the things that I noticed that were. By the way, we found it by the end of the day. We're walking out and I saw the smoked turkey cart and it was $15.50 for a smoked turkey.
$15.50?
Yes.
Worth it.
No, there's no
here's
way.
What, here's the magic of Disney.
No, it's not.
We've talked about this.
Yes.
The magic of Disney, the true magic of Disney, is that once you enter in those gates, they convince you that $20 is not a lot of money to spend on
for anything. For anything. And so we had already spent $40 on churros and pretzels. So I was like feeling guilty about.
So what'd you do? You buy one and chop it up to share it between all your kids?
One churro
was $20. Is that how you did the churros?
No, but what I did was I seriously bought $28 worth of churros, Ethan. And but the thing is that they are super long and they do cut them up. And I was like, oh, we have a million churros now for our kids. So that was good. Anyway, I'm trying to think what else that was of note. It just was no wait to go on anything.
That's awesome.
And the lines, when there were lines that you had to wait maybe 10 minutes in, it wasn't really a line. It was really just because you were spaced out. They freaking, of course, it's Disney. Mm-hmm. They freaking had it down. You know what I mean? Like, they had everything down.
Sure.
And so everything was basically the same. But I'll tell you, it was different. Like, it was a different experience. And I will say that it was good in a lot of ways. I was a little sad that there weren't very many people there, and that there weren't very many places that you could, like, you know, get a snack here, snack there, or whatever. So some of the magic was lost a little bit, but I mean, not waiting in line is magical in itself. All right.
Yeah.
Secondly, while I was gone, while we were there, by the way, anytime you're in another state and you're driving around, you're going, these are terrible drivers, you know, and people say that about Utah all the time.
But we know Utah has the best drivers.
Right.
Has the better drivers. We've established that.
Well, it's just different because, like, in Florida, it was funny because they have a ton of toll roads, but it didn't seem like that there was a fast lane. It was just like everybody's going. People were going super slow in the very far lanes, in the middle lane, and people were going 1,000 miles an hour in all those lanes too. So there was not really a safe place to kind of park yourself to go, 68 in a 65. It was wild. It was insane. But while I was there, I get this. You know, I was still getting the KSL traffic alerts on my phone, and one of them was like, "Hey, I-15 shut down." It was a commute time.
Okay.
I-15 shut down. I don't even know what day it was. I-15 shut down southbound around Point of the Mountain, around the Lehigh exits and the Alpine exits. I was like, well, that's vague, and that's terrible because it's probably a fatality. If they shut down the whole freeway,
in our newsroom. It's either fatality or spill.
Right, and the fatality, unfortunately, is the thing that happens more often than a hazardous spill. So they, I get it, and I'm like, oh, man, something bad probably really happened. And then I get back on later in the day to see, not to see what had happened, but I start reading just the news during the day. And it was that there was a shooting, a road rage incident that ended in a guy shooting at some other guys.
I didn't hear about this.
I don't
really follow the news that much anymore,
well,
as much as I did.
You needed to find this because, one, that doesn't happen very often on us. I mean, like here in Utah, you don't have this thing ending with guys shooting at each other. And the driver and a passenger of the car that was being shot at had to go to the hospital because they both got hit. Now, the driver in the massive lifted truck.
Of course.
Which was both vehicles, actually. Both trucks, both big tires. The one in the black giant truck that was lifted that was doing the shooting claims he was shooting at the tires, Ethan. An old Chips episode.
He was just shooting at the tires. Well, then, you know.
And he accidentally shot the passenger and the driver as he shot multiple shots into the guy.
You know what happened is...
nobody died, by the way. Nobody died.
They've been on edge since the election. That's what it is. They've just been...
Both of those.
They were like, you know... They've been on edge, and you know they kind of got a little too close to each other in traffic, and each looked at the other, and all they saw was Joe Biden.
Well,
and they just
they were just like, you know what was funny was that they were like, these are two people both from Salt Lake County, mm-hmm. and they're going down Utah. Guess what they're doing? They're going to work. You know what I mean? On the way to work, they decide to just get in a little bit of a shootout. And according to the UHP, they're ramming each other with their trucks.
Mm.
All right? So that's what they're ramming. Imagine watching this in traffic, first of all.
I bet it'd be fantastic to witness.
The shootout. Well,
that
shootouts.
That would be scary.
Shootouts aren't like the movie ones. They happen quickly, and by the time all the shots are fired, you don't even realize that there were shots that were fired, like, or that it was going through windows. The guys drove themselves to the hospital.
They drove themselves to the hospital, so they'll be fine, probably.
Well, that's what they said. They're going to recover fine. One was listed in critical condition, but then they came back later and said, oh, no, he wasn't. He was actually
the tires unstable. Were in critical condition.
Right. No, but then the guy, they end up saying, okay, we arrested this guy. And I was very upset with, I mean, it's not like news outlets have to have opinions about things, but they were like, and then they'll pass it on to the county attorney to see if he'll press charges. But the UHP officer was saying both of these parties were going way too far, looks like. And I'm going, there was a guy shooting at people, though, and he hit two people. And they're like, yeah, they have to consider what kind of charge, what kind of felony charges he may be facing.
There are good people on both sides.
Well, because you know what's going to happen, Ethan. It's going to be like, well, they were using – he's got a defense attorney worth his salt at all, he's going to be like, well, they were using a deadly weapon, which is their car. He had to use his deadly weapon, which was his Glock. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I am so mad about this because it's going to be this –
yeah,
it's going
right.
to be this he said, yeah. And it's going to be like not – I'm not going to be satisfied with how this thing turns out. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's going to be lame. But I still wonder, man, what would that have been like – to witness. I'm kind of...
It's like the movie Speed. It's like the movie Speed. It looks like it's going faster than it actually is. It's probably going to happen. It's happening at 30 miles an hour, so I don't know.
I want to share something with you, and I don't want you to misinterpret this, but I am a little bit attracted to random violence. Not like deadly. Not like shooting stuff like that.
Oh,
I wouldn't enjoy that.
You weirdo.
But like, all of a sudden, a fist fight breaks out. You know, if you're... Like, these videos are everywhere online, right? And, It's just such amazing to watch. That's one thing that I like when it happens in sports. When the bench is clear and they're taking big haymakers, you know, at each other. I don't know. I know it's wrong, and I know that they will be punished and everyone has to be held responsible and act like an adult, but I kind of think it's awesome. And I don't recommend that.
Well, this was not awesome.
Of course.
I will say this was not awesome.
No, I know.
This
but
was
I
wild.
Just, you know
this was
I'm
freaking
about.
Crazy. Yeah, no, I'm all for watching like the instant karma subreddit for sure on Reddit.
Is that where you find it? So I should go there where
somebody
you've been going for stock tips.
Somebody.
So you go there.
Somebody
you go there for stock tips.
Else.
I go there for violent videos.
Somebody. I saw something today that I laughed out loud at. Okay, a hearty chortle, because this lady in Thailand has been using her sleeping husband as a model for her clothes that she's selling. He usually sleeps in his shorts, and she just lays her outfits over him. Now, first of all, he looks like a dead body when he's sleeping. But his mouth is open, but the poor guy's probably been busting his tail at work, and then he comes home, falls asleep, and his wife just lays her clothes. The full-on, like, her short shorts with a matching crop top, the nice sundress, and this guy is just full-on asleep with his mouth open. But this is the kind of stuff. Listen, this is the kind of things that make me happy during the day, okay? That and hearing that no one died in the random shooting that happened on the freeway. Could you imagine? I'm surprised no other cars got hit. I'm surprised nothing else got hit. Especially
I'm surprised
if he was,
there's not video.
Especially if he's just, quote-unquote, using, trying to shoot at the tires and accidentally hit the passenger and the driver. Why doesn't he just admit, I'm a really good shot, I can shoot the passenger and the driver
of a moving vehicle?
Right, he said he was just straight-up shooting through his passenger window. And if it's two big trucks, all you're doing is shooting straight across and getting right at him. Yeah. There's no way you're freaking shooting at the tires. Anyway, Millard, this is a good time for us to feel good about things and hit the old Zen headline music.
Okay, I got it.
Tell me you
got it
something.
Right here. Hold on.
And when you
on.
Say
okay.
you've got it right there, oh, okay, yeah.
All right, I got it right here.
Let's see.
Congressional leadership in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate announced on Friday that the body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. If you remember, Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during
Have
the,
they arrested anybody for that?
I don't know, but during that white nationalist assault on the Capitol building, he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher and it killed him. So he's going to be lying. They call it lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda.
Why not? What's the difference between lying in state versus lying in
I
honor?
I think that you had to have held certain elected offices to lie in state. But lying on honor is effectively the same thing.
Yeah, I get it.
It's just named differently.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more of like the civilian version. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, and I thought that was awesome. I thought it's exactly what needs to happen, and I really hope that that brings some. I hope that his family, because you can't replace him. I hope that they're proud of this, and I hope that his family feels how proud we all are, and feels how much we appreciate him.
I hope this helps them know that. The likelihood of the fact that there's a high likelihood that these people may have, I mean, not a high likelihood, but I could see it happen, that police officer who was killed may have been a Trump supporter or voted for Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who knows?
But, like,
he was doing his job on that day, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying, is that's how weird that whole situation is that I mean, I don't want to guess. I'm just saying that we don't know.
It's not that you want to bring this up and ruin the Zen headline with politics or anything, right?
Well, you're the one who did it. Fine.
I'm just messing with you.
It's a long week, dude. All right. Hey, it was good to have you back on KSL News Radio this week.
Hey, I love
talking about politics again. that's the version of Ethan that I really love.
Yeah,
the one who's getting in there going.
Yeah, KSL loves it too.
Really great. well, they're the ones who keep inviting you back.
Yeah,
jokes
not very
on them
often, though.
Like, well, people take time off, jokes on them.
It's the intervals are long enough. I think they just forget. Well, let's bring Ethan back, and then I'm on the air, and they're like, "Oh, I remember now."
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple months goes by. Let's get Ethan in here. Oh,
or they go. We can just hit the play button on somebody tooting for 2 hours, or let's get Ethan on. He'll be live. It's fine. All right. So for Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Curie. Anything else you want to share before we get out of here? All right. We'll keep doing this again. And by the way, yeah, so now that I'm back and back at full strength, I didn't have COVID or anything, no. But now that we're recording more often, I will stay committed to calling Ethan out on his politics. So keep hitting us with your Zen headlines hashtags as well. And then Ethan will actually get a decent Zen headline one of these days.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Use the hashtag Zen headlines on social media. We'll grab it. We'll use it. We'll give you credit.
There you go. All right. Ethan, we'll talk to you later, buddy. And we'll talk to everybody else then, too.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.